Welcome to Aivo Studio. Today we discuss about customer experience and design in Finland and how those are seen in Finnish leadership. And for these topics, we have a highly experienced professional who has been working for the most of his career in customer experience and design development. So OP Financial Group's competence lead for design, Tuomas Manninen, welcome to Aivo Studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And for our non-Finnish listeners, OP Financial Group is one of the biggest financial groups in Finland. So as a background information. And of course, in the studio, we also have our own COO, Jani Jokela.
Hello, and good to have you here, Tuomas.
Yep, it's great to have you here. We usually like to start our episodes with introductions. So maybe for the beginning, if Tuomas, you could tell a little bit about yourself, your background, maybe about your career path. Who is Tuomas Manninen?
Well, yeah, that's a broad question, but I guess we are focusing on the professional side at the moment. As you said, I've been working on customer experience and design on basically my whole career, but splitting into two in a way that now a bit less than 20 years, first half I was on a marketing industry on the agency side and also on the kind of company or corporate side. And the rest half I've been on the R&D, so kind of seeing the marketing side of approaching customer experience and design, and now been working on the kind of the R&D side. So that's me. I've been working, as I said, in the agency side and on the corporate side. Currently leading one of the biggest in-house design teams in Finland. In my team, we have 43 internal designers and 35 external designers for working full-time for OP and making our customer experience as a competitive advantage in our industry. So approximately 80 designers with five different competencies. So on my team, we have concept designers, we have service designers, we have UX designers, visual designers, and then also content designers. So basically that's me. I have a background not actually on design, but actually on communication and communications, and I've been studying marketing, leadership, psychology, and so on. So in some point I had a kind of this existential crisis for myself that, okay, why, how can I be in this kind of a design leader role or with this background without having a formal kind of design education? But actually I feel that especially in the digital world, we design is about interaction between the user and the product, or the user and the service, and so on. Then that's pretty much like what I've been studying the whole my where I've been, where my background is on university. So I think that's actually quite relevant when we talk about especially like digital design and designing for services and so on. So that's about me.
Definitely, yeah. So what inspired you about customer experience, or what inspires you about design and customer experience?
Well, I mean, there are plenty of things, and really hard to kind of just say one or two things. Well, one is maybe from my background, which when I was working on the kind of ad and digital agency side, where with the great creative people, and many times when we were concepting some marketing activities or brands and so on, we ended up in a room with talented creative people, and then the idea came from those talented people, but it felt like it's dropping from roof somehow, and then there was this idea where we all were like, oh, this is really good, and we go after this, and in many cases it was right, but sometimes we did mistakes and so on. Where on the design world, it's actually much more based on the insight and really understanding the needs, not only like what customer can say, but really understanding the user or person or customer and what their needs are. And then you build your creative ideas or your service concepts, whatever you are doing, whether it's a physical product or digital service, or you know, marketing activity, you create that around, you know, true insight. And that's what has been kind of for me really, really like you know, why I really enjoy working as a designer or working with designers. The other thing is that I really believe, this might be sounding quite naive, but I still believe that, you know, design can make the world better, where we do better services, better products, better processes, you know, really from a individual perspective, we can make this, whether you talk about product services or even society, you can, with design and design methodology, you can do better world. And I said, you know, that's really high level inspiration, but I truly believe that, you know, that, you know, we could do, as a designers, we have so much that we can give for different people. So that's kind of the other reason I'm so inspired about, you know, design as such.
That's great. What I have found that in OP, I think you are kind of a leader in design in Finland, in Scandinavia, and I think when it comes to Europe, also in that level. So that's my humble opinion. But as I see it, it cuts through the whole organization. Like you said, you have marketing, UX design. It's a true whole organization that's design is part. So there's no new development without the design in incorporated in somehow. Am I correct?
Well, yes and no. There's always a room for improvement, and obviously when you look at from my perspective, it's like, you know, oh no, we are not even close to that. But you know, looking outside, so yes, first of all, we have a very skillful, talented people who are working day to day on our different, you know, whether you are developing new business models or you are developing new products or services or you know, better processes whatsoever. Like, we have a broad competent, skillful people who have real like established role on those teams, which is really good. We also have, like, our business design is working on our strategy process. So I don't know very many companies who have like established design role on the strategic process on kind of really like on a company level. So that's really like something. And coming back to 2015, 2016, when we were kind of building this team, we were most probably the first or one of the first companies who actually had business designer in-house role. There were obviously a lot of business designers in the market, but actually we were the one of the first who did that and created that role like as an in-house role in 2016, early 2016. So yes, we've been doing that for quite a long time. However, as I said, you know, there's always a room for improvement, and currently what we are, I think what we could be doing even better is more like kind of a foresight, conceptual thinking, bringing that on the table of the business decision makers and really like, you know, helping business doing better decisions. We are really good on that kind of a team level, whether you talk about single products or single services and so on. And concepting those, but what we could be doing even more is looking at kind of a foresight, conceptual thinking. And I think that's really not when I'm talking to colleagues to different companies, even abroad, we have the same challenges. I mean, it's something that, you know, as design is expanding all the time, and companies are understanding how they could utilize design even more and more. Obviously, the designers are the ones who can see the opportunities first. So I mean, in Finland, there are a few companies who are doing that. We are doing a bits and pieces there and there, but I think, you know, globally this is also a kind of opportunity that design could have, and I think that's something also that I would hope that Finnish companies and Finnish leaders would understand that how much design could bring that kind of a foresight process of foresight thinking and scenarios and concepting the different, you know, scenarios for the future.
As you said, you put a lot of effort in design in OP, and it's in your strategic level also, and for example, you have employed plenty of designers into your teams. As you said, was it 43 different designers?
Yeah.
So if you could give like a concrete example, how do you maintain customer service or design? What are those actions you do in your daily basis? Or
do you mean like on a competence development level, or in kind of overall at OP Group, that how do we kind of maintain the design as part of our processes?
Maybe the overall.
So first of all, I mean, those are obviously combined together, because we need to have skillful people to make sure that, you know, we could actually help businesses doing better business. And that was also the learnings when we started this whole journey. Well, the whole OP's journey started already 2011 when we formed the Oulu Development Center and the first designers were hired back then. But kind of on a kind of next phase of that started in 2015, and we really realized that we need to have a kind of a critical mass with skillful, talented people, so that we could help the businesses and we would have kind of footprint, big enough footprint across the businesses and across the units. So it starts from the people and the designers, and obviously when you come in-house designer, you come work as an in-house designer, is very different in environment than from the agency side, where you might have different, you know, impulses and you know, you could work very, very different projects and so on. So we need to, as for example competence lead, my main job is to make sure that our people are developing themselves. We have opportunities for people to actually develop their skill set, and we are having, you know, different kind of activities around that, not like very, you know, different than any other, whether we have different kind of trainings or knowledge sharing or reviews or, you know, demos whatsoever. It's very simple, having external, you know, speakers to our design community and so on. The other one thing which is really important on that topic is that as we are we have retail banking, we have non-life insurance and corporate banking, you can actually change kind of a company or client inside our company. So whether you are working on, for example, our mobile application versus you are working on corporate insurances, they are basically kind of for two different clients or two different companies. So I'm encouraging like for this internal rotation that people would change teams, not all the time, but, you know, not staying too long in one team. Then the other part is like, you know, how we maintain that, you know, businesses are seeing design as a very useful skill set and methodology to actually making sure that, you know, we are competitive in future as well. So that's the other part of my job, I guess. So talking, having discussions, making, you know, kind of selling, I guess. Part of my job is doing that, but also, you know, when I see something good happening in that part of the organization, making sure that part of organization also can see that and make, you know, take reference out of that. And it's I mean, I've been here for 6 years, 6.5 years, and still it's like, you know, I need to remind and sell and talk about design as it's not as the established role, like for example developer is in teams. So So it's and then obviously I have a lot of people within the team who are also doing that. I've said that, you know, the difference between agency side designer and in-house designer, one difference is that part of the in-house designer, you always also have the transformative role. So you're not only doing design, but you are also teaching, educating the rest of the team utilizing design. Whereas as an external designer, you come to the team, you have been given a brief or task, and it's very clear that you are doing that job. But as an in-house designer, you also have this transformative role where you need to also, yeah, kind of educate other people utilizing design as well.
About the education and about the terminology involved in design, I can see sometimes in business world there's sometimes quite funny interpretations of design terminology, like what's like looking inside out of the company or outside in, like, and how about user experience versus customer experience and other hot words, that hot topics that people are discussing in social media or such, and sometimes they are mixed up. What do you think about that? Have you seen the same phenomenon?
Yeah, and obviously me not having a formal design education background, it's like, you know, I need to also remember that, because I feel that currently, as there's this whole like industry is quite hot, then the people entering to the industry claiming being designer, you might have I have been recruiting quite heavily. I can see the kind of the background and the that there are more and more people entering the design industry with not necessarily having very strong background. I'm not saying that education is the only one, but also having kind of understanding what is design, and for me the design is kind of it's the approach is, well, I'm rather talk about than design or service design. So design thinking obviously is the how you look at world from the user or person's or people's perspective rather than from company's perspective, for example. So it's more like from a company or corporate perspective, it's the design thinking is looking at the world from outside in rather than inside out. Design as such is a set, you know, is part of this thinking and the approach, and the other part is the tool sets that you are using, like the kind of very use and kind of co-creating with the actual user or actual customers. That's for me the design. Then we talk about customer experience. Well, customer experience starts before having a customership with the company or with an organization. So for example, I don't know if you are a customer of OP. If you are not, you still might have some kind of expectations that what is OP and what is the customer experience that OP would be giving me, even though you are not customers of OP. And that is something that is I think rarely understood, that actually customer experience starts happening before having any relationship with the company. And when you're talking about managing customer experience, you always like in many times in different companies and leaders are talking about managing customer experience within the touch points that the company is owning, not understanding that the customer experience is actually even mainly happening outside your own touch points. So it's a fairly broad kind of concept, and managing and developing customer experience, that's the kind of, for me, it's the first step of understanding that it's much more larger thing rather than how is my mobile experience and or how is my, you know, web experience and so on. And then we are talking about, for us, we are talking about user experience if you are in a single touch point, whether it's, you know, user experience that we are having now face to face or user experience that you are having with one application. And then I would like to bring yet another kind of terminology for this discussion, which is customer value. And that is something that I'm very eager to talk about, so that we should be creating customer value. Design is just a tool of making sure that we create so much customer value that it will bring business benefit. So that we need to understand what type of a value we are creating and what type, how can we create value for the customers so that they feel it so valuable that they are engaged to the company and they are willing to pay within their lifetime, not kind of transacting in one every single touch kind of interaction that they are having, but on their kind of customer lifetime, they are willing to invest for the relationship. So customer value is really something that I think that designers should be, you know, creating and understanding that what is the value that we should be creating, and this is how we create it and create the customer value. And then coming back to kind of the business leadership is that we need to also educate them to understand that it's a different way, different game when you are running your business through the customer value rather than you're running it traditionally with the kind of a business value or transactional based value.
It's great that you brought this theme up, because my next question would have been my next question is that how is customer experience seen in Finnish business leadership now?
Well, yeah, I kind of started accidentally answering that.
Yeah.
But I cannot emphasize that, you know, too much that, you know, first of all, customer experience is different than customer satisfaction. And I've been discussing with the kind of different companies and different leaders and business leaders, when not kind of judging or saying anything, but I feel that many times when leaders are talking about customer experience, they are talking about customer satisfaction, where customer satisfaction is that how satisfied customers are to my products or my services. It's like inside out view, where customer experience is really like how customers are experienced in different touch points, different part of their whole kind of where they are, you know, solving their needs or problems, where your company's solution is just one part of the solution. It's kind of an outside in view, and I think that's kind of a first step that in many times, even reading articles or seeing presentations or talking to business leaders, there are a mix of customer satisfaction and customer experience. Those are like different sides of same story. And kind of if you want to make difference, for example, business development and business design, I would say that business developers are many times looking at kind of inside out, and business designers are looking outside in. So for example, what is the unfilled customer need that we could have a business potential? That's kind of what business design could be doing, for example, where the customer business development is more looking at, okay, our competitor and their offering, and where do we have a sweet spot that we could do differently than the competitors. And those are like actually those are really combination of those two. But if you're missing the other part, whether you're missing the business development part or you're missing the business design part, then you know, it's just half of a story. And that's why kind of the customer experience should be there every time you do business decisions, that you also understand that, you know, who we are, is there a customer need that are unfilled, or, you know, there are potential that fulfilling that customer need would give us a, you know, business benefit. So that's really something that I'm really like, you know, I could talk about this, because then it leads directly to the, you know, customer value. And one of my favorite topics are value creation versus value capture. So current, especially in the digital world, where your business models are not like linear or chronological, but you create value for customers in some point, but you actually capture the business value like in different parts. So giving an example from our business, so we have this Pohjola Sairaala, so the hospital that we are treating mainly orthopedical surgeries and health problems. That actually is a non-profit business for us, but we create a lot of value for the customer on that hospital, but it doesn't bring us any is a bit too much to say, but very little business benefit. The actual business value we collect them from in our insurance business, when we get people to the surgery quickly, then they are much quicker back to, you know, capable for working, which means that we need to pay insurance claims less for the actual, you know, for the person and also for the company. So we are actually creating customer value on the hospital, but collecting the business value for us for OP on the insurance business, which is kind of a different place and different also time frame. And when you come to the actual digital world, then you could have these many examples of those. And that is very, for me, very core of customer experience, that you need to understand the how you create value, where you create value to the customer, and also how do you collect the business value. And it's not kind of any more like transactional based, that, you know, it happens in the same place and same time, but actually you should be creating value customer and then collecting it, understanding that actually that might I'm investing for the customer, but I'm actually collecting the value later on, or in this within half a year or next day or whatever that model is.
Thank you, Tuomas. That's excellent conversation, and I'm getting excited here. So, but one thing that I was wondering is that about the Finnish design heritage and the Finnish. I think in Finland we have quite high level of design thinking. What is your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, really something that I feel that we are partly responsible for, as you know, as we have quite a lot of designers working here. Also, I feel responsible of taking Finnish design to and kind of caring that and. What I would like to see that we would, how could we take that very good heritage, which is still very much coming from the physical products or architecture, and so how can we take that the digital world and services? I still feel that there's a lot of this kind of simplicity and functionality, which is kind of the Nordic heritage or Finnish heritage of design. There's a lot we could globally give to at the digital space as well. There are a lot of good stuff that and rewarded stuff that we've done in this with this heritage also in the digital world. Even our company has won kind of international awards around that, but there is still something that I would like to see more. And I'm not sure. This is also a shout out to anyone who might have a something to do with this, is that I don't think that there's a lot of these organizations on Finnish design are still kind of very much in that kind of traditional physical design or architect and so on. And I think there would be room for something like on a kind of on that level, that we could take this Finnish design heritage to the digital world and make that as important to our culture as the kind of the traditional design has been. So yeah, I mean, there is a lot skillful people. However, this is not any more like those that, you know, certain names would come out like in past, and which is, I think, really good. But still, we are doing a lot of good stuff, and what we could be doing and bringing to. I'm coming back to my early kind of commenting on that. As a design, we can, you know, help society. We could help, you know, world to be better place. So I think as a Finnish, you know, society, Finnish designers, we could take that also abroad and give that, you know, in much more. We are doing good stuff already, but even more and more.
Great, thank you.
Very good points, and I think this was a great and wonderful ending to our conversation, and I think we learned a lot from you about customer experience and Finnish design in this afternoon. So thank you, Tuomas Manninen, for visiting our studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you, Jani.
Thank you.
And this was Aivo Studio. Remember to follow us on social media to stay up to date of with our latest episodes. So thank you.
Thank you.